You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, wrapping it up here. Final thoughts. I wanted to play one quick soundbite here, if I could. And this is Joe Hayden. He was asked a question if the defense is struggling right now.
No. We got to tighten up. We definitely have to tighten up. We're not playing up to our ability, for sure. We got to make more plays.
So he says that, you know, he answers first says nah, but they give 469 yards, 8 yards a play. The defense is struggling right now. I don't think there's really a question about that. And here's a more candid take from Tremont Williams, who I think is not used to this coming from Green Bay. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, I don't know what's going on, man. We're not playing good football. I mean, we played well last week. We got to be more consistent. That's about it.
And knowing Tremont, there were times in Green Bay when that defense doesn't play well and gives up a 400-plus yard game. But you can weather that storm
because of Aaron Rodgers.
Because of Aaron Rodgers and his ability to put points on the board, lead that offense down the field late in a drive, and convert it into a touchdown to get to overtime. And then your playmakers are better than their playmakers, or your quarterback is simply better than their quarterback, and he makes that throw. So it's a snowball effect like anything in life. A affects B, affects C, and in this case, our inability to come out and do anything in the first half offensively, and for that matter defensively, affected some of the game planning. Do you throw some of it out? Do you go with that spread action? And we saw the ball get moved. And the one thing, as I kind of, you know, I sit here and I page through these stats as I always did as a player, and I just want to grasp onto anything that gives me an explanation or, you know, that's disappointing to talk about. And the one thing that's disappointing, and it's become something that Mike Pettine has always done, is whether if you win the toss, you defer, right? And you use that as an advantage. And you expect, after the first half that we had, to go out and lay the egg that we laid in the first half. You get the ball to start the second half, right?
Yeah.
And you go three plays, minus 4 yards.
Too many three and outs, too many mistakes.
I'm not against deferring.
I like deferring.
But you got to come out and use it as an advantage, because as you saw with Oakland, what did they do? They came down the field, went 13 plays, and put points on the board.
13 plays, 82 yards. They had the one penalty, 4 first downs on that drive. You're right. And that's something that the Browns, when you do that, you just got the opposite
lose.
Tennessee, you go out there, you stop them right away, you get the ball back, your second plays a touchdown, and it changes the whole center of the game for your football team. Obviously, a very rough game for the Browns, and a lot that was, I thought a lot of the warts on this team were exposed in this game. And this is a team that's going to have an opportunity to regroup, go against the Chargers team that has lost 2 in a row as well, but they've got some work to do.
They do, and they have to overcome the fact that those warts have been exposed, and this is a copycat league. The success that the Raiders had against the Cleveland Browns on both offense and defense, they will see those same plays and those same schemes until they fix it.
And they're going to see a team with a nice set of triplets as well. It's a team that's going to have Melvin Gordon running the football. It's going to have Keenan Allen,
Stevie
who's
Johnson.
Come off of two big games this season, two monster games. It's going to have Phillip Rivers. You got Danny Woodhead out of the backfield.
Yep.
Steve Johnson, who you talked about.
Yep.
If Ladarius Green is cleared to play, a very athletic tight end.
Well, Gates still out, one
still
positive.
Out one game, so that's good. A lot of work to be done for the Browns. We've got to thank Jim Donovan, of course, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, for being with us. I to thank, of course, our great producer, Dave DiNatale. Thank my man, Matt Wilhelm. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. And thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Grades tomorrow.
Get up.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.